Excellent podcast. What the fuck is up? What the fuck is up? I think I messed up last time. I said that it was the fourth dimensional podcast. So look, I started this shit in like January 15th, maybe January 7th, somewhere around that range, right? And it was called the fourth dimensional podcast. The goal of the podcast was to just get in the fourth dimension, aka just fucking high, and just share my thoughts. It's not that anymore. In fucking January, I was in a crazy place. Such a different space than what I am now. Not that different, but different enough for me to change the name of the pod. So, back then, everything before this right here, this is episode 87. We're not doing seasons anymore. That shit is over with. I know I had like 4 or 5 seasons. That shit is done. I'm over with that. I'm done with that. This is just the Excellent podcast. If you see anything that says season 1 through 4 or 5, then that is the fourth dimensional podcast. I have nothing to do with that. That's not me anymore. This is the Excellent podcast. So, welcome to the Excellent podcast, episode 87. Now look, today's the 29th. There's going to be another episode coming out on the 31st called episode 88. But this is technically the part 2 to that podcast. And I know it's confusing. Everything is going to be fucking fixed in 2022. Just let me figure this shit out, bro. I got a new mic. I got a fucking computer. I can now record on my fucking computer now and not do it on my phone and, you know, fuck it up. I gotta, you know, learn how to get used to this shit now, because the episode that's coming out in 2 days, episode 88, I might not drop it on Anchor or Apple or Spotify. I might not drop it on there. It might just be a YouTube exclusive thing, because I recorded this shit in OBS, and I don't feel like downloading that 40-minute video and then moving it over to Anchor. I could if I wanted to, but I don't, because I'm lazy and I only have 500 gigs on this fucking computer. And I promise you, I already used up all of it, bro. I'm deleting shit every time I make a video, bro. This shit is crazy. I need an external hard drive, but I don't have the money for it. Let's start off with a fucking song y'all should listen to, bro. Not a song, an album. Left at London. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I got through the album, but I gotta keep, you know, listening to it to get it, you know what I mean? So far, the song I love the fucking most is Pills and Good Advice. It's the very first song, and it perfectly sets up what the fuck the album's gonna be about. I'm sure it has an amazing story to it, and I'm figuring it out as I go, but right now, I have no idea what the fuck is going on. I know that it's something about addiction. That's all I know. I promise you, that's all I know. But it's a great album. It's 7 tracks, 30 minutes long. It's nice. I can't tell you what it's called. It's called the band is Left at London. It's one person. But the album is called TIAPFYH. And it's an acronym for some shit. It has a dot in between all of it. So it's better to just type in Left at London. Left at London, bro. One more song I think I want you guys to hear, because, I mean, I've been listening to this a lot. It's called The Perfect Girl by Maru, and the Maru is spelled M-A-R-E-U-X. It reminds me of The Cure. If I can compare it to anything, it'd be The Cure or Joy Division, you know, shit like that, golf rock. I don't know what to talk about, bro. I have no idea what to talk about. I mean, I guess we can review 2021, because in the episode that's dropping in episode 88, I didn't do a good job at reviewing. I kind of, you know, I kind of just sat there and talked about bullshit for like 10 minutes because I didn't know what to talk about, like I'm doing right fucking now. And then I was like, you know what? Let me go to my music. I have a playlist called 2021. Look through this shit. But I didn't really talk about what the fuck happened this year. I promise you, I don't live in a dangerous neighborhood. No, I promise, bro. No, this is a fucking. I'm not even gonna go into the details. Look, let's finish what the fuck this video is about, bro. Elon Musk, richest person in the world, of course. Yay, I guess. NFTs, yeah, that happened. I guess. Dogecoin, yes. Jeff Bezos went to fucking space. Yay. What a boring year for. What a sad year. What a sad year, bro. Fucking wildfires and everything. Look at all of this shit that happened. Like the wildfires, the floods, the craziest shit, the tornadoes in Illinois. And then billionaires are fucking going to space and shit. Like, what the fuck? I hate this shit, bro. We've been talking about climate change for 10 fucking years and we still didn't do anything about it. Nothing's gonna fucking change until one of these fucking billionaires' buildings get fucking, not blown up. But like, until some shit happens to them, bro. Until a big ass lightning strike hits their fucking building. Until a big ass tornado hits their shit. They don't give a fuck right now, bro. The Palestine and Israel shit happened this year. Niggas don't talk about that anymore. The Taliban fucking took over Afghanistan. January 6th, of course. What the fuck, bro? I don't even want to watch this video anymore. This shit is crazy. What the fuck? What the fuck? I don't even know what to say. This is why people say it's going to get worse and worse. Metaverse? Like, come on, bro. Was there nothing good that happened? This is just full of billionaires, bro, taking over. Full of the rich getting richer, bro. The UK has the most cases. France has the second most cases. And the US has the third most cases of COVID this year. India was overwhelmed with COVID this year. There's a billion people there. It's got to be packed, bro. Omicron. Yeah, we do gotta work together. We gotta stop being so fucking. The Olympics happened this year. I completely forgot, bro. I've completely forgot. The Philippines won their first gold medal. That black girl did that backflip. Was that this year? No. Oh, yeah. Oprah and Meghan Markle. That happened this year. Wait, what? Chile just passed a bill that lets gays get married. Yay. But, like, when did we do this shit? Like, 5 years ago? That's fucking crazy. And in this world, with all this shit going on, they still are just fucking stupid. And are still keeping their old-ass fucking ways, thinking this shit should be the exact same from when they were fucking 10 years old. And their fucking dad came in the house, gave them a cigarette, then beat up their fucking mom. Like, what type of shit is this, bro? Like, just now Chile passed that law? Yeah. Just be happy. Britney Spears became free finally. Thank fucking God. I think you guys know my idol is Britney Spears. My fucking profile picture everywhere. But holy fuck, bro. Derek Chauvin found guilty in April. Okay. Yay. Yeah, yay. My thing is, I don't think they should show. Okay, so you can't see it, but what they're showing is like niggas are watching it on the TV and freaking out, excited, like their fucking son just got drafted or something. This is a good moment. This is a W. This is awesome. But this isn't the goal, right? We didn't do all this just to get that one dude in prison. We didn't do all this just for that one guy who clearly murdered somebody to get the repercussions of murdering somebody, right? Wasn't there more shit going on? See, I don't know everything. That's why I'm asking questions. That's why I'm always ending it like this. Like, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure we didn't do all of this for that one dude to go to prison. I'm just saying, bro. Like, did we do any, like, did we get anything else out there, bro? Like, did we fix something? I know we defunded police in some areas, but I don't know. You got to give me some answers. I have no fucking clue. Oh yeah, Asian Americans community. That was fucking crazy this year. I don't know what's wrong with people. I don't understand how racism is still a thing, bro. Like, this is so crazy. Like, that is so, I'm not even gonna talk about it. Shang-Chi, Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas, Adele, BTS, Taylor Swift shit. Yeah, shout out Taylor Swift, bro. She dropped like three albums this year. Shout out to her. Hold on, there was some band. Hold on, let me see who this is. Rock and Roll Never Dies. I don't know who these niggas are. They don't look old. I don't know who these niggas are. Oh, a lot of women became presidents of different countries this year. That's good. They put a rover somewhere. I forgot, but yay. Damn, that's crazy. It's hard to even end this shit positively. They're not really ending it positively. I know they're trying to. They're definitely trying to. But it's not working. I'm sorry. Yay, love conquers all. But all I'm thinking about is the fucking clusterfuck of shit you put in between minutes 1 and 5. Well, that's the end of the video. To be honest, 2021 felt like a speed run of a year in one's life. I don't know what that means. This is a comment I just saw. This year was sad. Just everything that happened in the world, it just is very sad. But what makes me feel the best about that shit is that I don't feel sad. Don't look at it in a bad light. I'm just saying that I'm happy. And it took a while to get there. I know how shit is now. You can't really be happy online without other people saying, well, guys, well, you know, there are other people out there who are sad. Well, yeah, I do know that. But unfortunately, I don't care. and I hope that's not me being selfish, or that probably is me being selfish, but I think me, myself, right now, it's the most important thing in my life. I don't have any responsibilities. So I want to take care of myself first and then look out to the world and worry about all the other shit that's going on. Right now, this world is very dark. It's going to shit. It's been shit for a long fucking time. And it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Nobody's doing anything to stop carbon emissions. Teslas are too expensive, so people aren't just gonna get those and save the gas thing because it's way easier to buy a cheap gas car than it is to get the pristine luxury Tesla. Billionaires aren't doing anything at fucking all to fix anything at fucking all. You know what they're doing to the homeless people in LA? You know what their idea of fixing the situation is? Building damn near, no. They built fucking trailer parks. They built trailer parks for these niggas to live in. That is just as small as a fucking jail cell. And that's apparently smarter than just giving them one of the fucking abandoned homes in the city. Apparently that's smarter than just building a fucking shelter. Apparently that's smarter than just giving these niggas fucking jobs. But it's so crazy how Hassan said this half a year ago. He said this in like November of 2020. He said just the fact that someone in this country can become so rich shows you that there's a problem with the country. Because if there is someone that is that rich, we only have so much money. So if there is someone who is just that wealthy, then there's gotta be somebody who's s that poor. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Everyone's too fucking selfish. Nobody wants to share and love and be happy. Everyone is, I don't want to sound, I'm not going to sound like an old head. I'm not going to blame this fucking music, bro. But oh my God, so many goddamn songs. It's like, don't trust nobody. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm sorry, your family's fucking crazy, but don't put that shit on everybody else. Don't do that. Don't trust nobody shit and put that out there. I hate that shit. Why do you want to be so goddamn hostile? You don't want to fucking feel love and be happy and shit? Damn. What do you mean don't trust nobody? That's crazy to me. Elon Musk said that he's going to be paying $11 billion in taxes this year. And then the next reply was, that's only 4% of your net worth. Whereas everyone else, everyone under you, has to pay 10 to 13% of their net worth for taxes. It's either Marxism or socialism, where the idea is to just get the money from the billionaires and distribute it evenly across everyone under them. And I love that idea. But the problem is, these billionaires are bigger than these countries itself, bro. These billionaires are bigger than some countries. And America feeds off of that shit. So they're not gonna do anything towards it. Because they don't give a fuck. In their eyes, if Elon Musk is American, that's a win for them. If Teslas are selling good in America, that's a good for them. Because I guess it's helping the economy or something. I don't know how the economy works. But I do know that when Elon Musk is winning, or Google's winning, or Amazon is winning, then America's winning. Because these are American products, these are American whatevers. And I just fucking hate that shit. Nothing is gonna change. I might put this shit, this Time Magazine Person of the Year Elon Musk thing, I might put this cover on my fucking wall just so I can forever remember the problem with this fucking country. Because this nigga is the problem. It's not just him. It's Mark Zuckerberg. It's Jeff Bezos. It's all of these niggas that are so goddamn rich that they can't even spare more than 5% of their fucking net worth to help everyone under them. How much money does it cost to solve world hunger? When did this nigga say this? This nigga said this such a fucking long time ago, and he still didn't do shit. I hate niggas like him, bro. I hate that, bro. He know he can do it right fucking now. 9 days ago? Nope, wrong one. Wrong article. 10 different ways to understand just how big Elon Musk's $11 billion tax bill is. Elon Musk, wealthy person on Earth and the wealthiest person in history, just this year, he hit $300 billion after Tesla shares soared. Oh, wow. So that's what this article is about. So this article is just saying, with $11 billion, Elon Musk can buy the Caribbean, Mongolia, 54 other nations like Fiji and Guinea, the most expensive house in Canada, the most expensive hockey team in Canada, Buckingham Palace. Solve world hunger. He can solve it with $6 billion. The White House, 11,000 shares of his rival company, 55,000 Tesla Roadsters. That's the problem with this fucking, like, they're not even saying the problem here. And you know what I don't like the most right now? That people are, like, acting like this is such a good thing that he's paying taxes like a normal American citizen. Everyone is supposed to pay taxes. Why the fuck is him paying taxes such a big deal? Especially where he's not even paying what he's supposed to be paying. Why is he only paying 4% of his fucking net worth, whereas everyone under him, everyone way under him, and niggas who work minimum wage check to check has to pay 10 to 13% of their fucking net worth. Whereas the richest person in the fucking world only gets to pay 4% of his net worth in taxes. And then niggas like fucking MSN just talks about, oh my god, that's so much money, he can buy the Caribbean islands with it. No, nigga. Fuck what he can buy with it, bro. This is the only thing that matters right here. Number 7. Solve world fucking hunger. But he's not going to do that. He's going to give his $11 billion to the fucking government, and they're going to use that shit on fucking the fucking military. They're going to use it on the fucking military and a bunch of other stupid shit. And it's going to make the debt even higher and higher. And I don't know how debt works. Them niggas should go to jail, honestly, because isn't that how debt works? Like, you can't just keep holding debt, right? Shit is so stupid to me. They can put this shit into solving world hunger for $6 billion, and then they can use the other half into climate change and fixing that, greenhouse emissions, stopping all the fucking, the three companies in the world emitting over 50% of carbon emissions, bring the fucking plastic tax bag thing back. In fact, get rid of all fucking plastic bags and change the shit up. Do it like, you know, I don't know, one of the Trader Joe's paper bags. Like, what the fuck? What happened? What happened to the... Bro, that shit came out like 5 years ago and it's gone now. It's not even a tax anymore. This shit is so stupid, bro. Let me stop ranting, bro. Okay. Let's review the year. Let's review my year. I don't know any other way to do this, so I'm just going to look through pictures and just, I guess, base the shit off of that, I guess. The last picture of 2020 was a picture of Jupiter or Saturn, because it has rings next to the moon. It was like some big moment. I got it. In January 5th, I made a pact that I was gonna just go out and just I don't know, find people to talk to, you know. So on January 5th, it was snowing. I went out to some fucking park, and then I went to the thrift store and just walked around, and I didn't talk to a single person. When I had opportunities to, I didn't. And I was sad. You know how shit goes. January 9th, I gave myself a tattoo that said do. That tattoo's kind of still here, but not really. It morphed into something else. Like, it morphed into another tattoo that I did. Oh, January 9th was also the time where I made a video called Just Do. Wrote a script for it too. January 11th, exercise, I guess. I took a picture of myself feeling good. My hair is so fucking short, which is so funny. Like, I love the growth. Hair so short. January 13th, I got my Kanye hoodie, my Kanye 2020 election vision hoodie, the purple one. It's basically what the Gap hoodies are like now. It's just these are like the prototypes, basically, I guess. It was $200. It's worth it though. January 14, I bleached my hair. And then on January 16, I made Jan my first album. Not ever, but of 2021. January 17 was the election. Not the election, but what's that word? January 17 was the Super Bowl. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I just went out with my parents and to their friend's house and shit and just watched the game there. On January 23rd, I had a wall of vinyl, paper vinyl. I would print out album covers and put them on my wall. The picture's probably gonna be the cover of the fucking this podcast episode. And on January 23rd, I had to rip it all down for reasons that I won't get into. But I had to rip it all down. So sad because I started this shit. I literally started this when I was 16. Like, my first one ever I put up was like Sire, KOD, Goodbye, Good Riddance, Cry Baby. Those were like the first ones I ever put up. And like, you can really see how my fucking taste in music like evolved over time. Cause like look at it from the top down. Like, and then like you go down and you see like Brockhampton and Earl's Old Shit and Radiohead and then X and Kanye and 21 Pilots. Go down even more. You can obviously it's 2019. So Jinx, Melanie Martinez's 2019 album, Clairo, Stella Donnelly, Kids See Ghosts, question mark, 2018 shit. The Beatles White Album. Like, this is so I miss this so fucking much. I want to redo this, but I don't need to. This will always be here. And I always told myself that I was gonna do it. And then replace all of the paper vinyl with real vinyl. And now I have the money to do it. So maybe I should and stop, doing this paper shit. January 28th, I think that's when I got my speaker. I don't know. Maybe I just took a picture for like progress to like see where I was going. Cause like, look, I have that box of the PS1 there. My PS2 is under there in that spot. It's not there anymore. My speaker, my fucking old laptop, I don't have that anymore. So cool. Also, nothing was on the wall. And now I have shit on the wall. On January 31st, it snowed a fuck ton. And we was out for like 3 hours shoveling. It was fun. I jumped into the snow. It was fun. February 5th, my hair got a little longer, and you know, my exercise has been paying off. In February 13, I learned about Banksy and who he was, what he did. I kept a quote that said, "The price of a work of art is now part of his function. His new job is to sit on the wall and get more expensive. Instead of being the common property of humankind, the way a book is, art becomes the particular property of someone who can afford it." And this, I think this was his response to somebody buying that balloon painting. On February 15, I got a jail tab. I actually fucked this one up. I took it the wrong way and I had to buy another one. February 22nd, the sky was orange. That was really cool. It wasn't on fire, it was just orange. February 25th, I dropped a song called Inusen. It was a hyperpop song named after this fucking, I'm not gonna tell you because if it's still her name. Here we go. What day was this? February 28th. That was the mental breakdown. I ripped the fucking $2 bill for no reason. And then on March, I started working on the album, the third album. Started sponging my hair. Got the girl as a gun shirt. Saw Call Me By Your Name. Oh, I either saw it. I read it. I read it in March. Started skating again. Got my smiley face tattoo. Saw Sound of Metal. That is an amazing movie. March 31st, I got my new board. It's just a normal, it's like a black and blue CCS board. April 4th, fell in love with Basquiat. And then I fell in love with Ian Curtis and Joy Division. April 12th, I saw a movie called All the Vermeers in the World. It was on Mubi. Mubi's are really cool. I'm not sponsored, by the way, but I just want to say, if you could get it, get it. It's really cool. It's $10 a month, and the thing is, it's full of indie movies, and every day a new movie is added on there and an old movie is deleted off of there. It's really cool. I was practicing Shove-Its in April. Yep. Went to the park in April. I started going to the park a lot during this time. Just more shit of me at the park. April 23rd, saw The Lighthouse. Great movie. It's a horror film, so you know, be ready. April 27th, made a Snapchat account. Don't have that shit anymore. I lost this shirt and I wish I could find it. April 27th. I went out to Dalton. I mean, not Dalton, it was some other spot. But I went out to a different city and I just skated around the new area. I didn't know what it was or anything. I just skated around, met new people, and all that shit. It was fucking fun. It was fucking awesome. I skated in my yellow ones. And I had a shirt that I thrifted where the tag said, "Do what you like what you do." I lost it though. Same day, I think I started painting my nails around that time because, oh, and I also got that finger band tattoo around my middle finger. April 28th, the iconic picture of Britney Spears shaving her head is saved on my phone. I guess I just learned about it around that time or something. I don't know. Britney Spears is so inspirational to me. May 3rd, this was the day I took I went to the fourth dimension on April, May 3rd. This was like 2 days before my birthday. I went to the fourth dimension. I'm going to talk about it. There's actually an episode called The Fourth Dimension, which is me recording while I'm Under the Influence of the Fourth Dimension. So just go watch that. May 8th, got my ID. May 12th, oh, never mind. May 12th was the day I ripped off all of my shit, my music, my paper vinyl. May 15th is when that picture of Kanye, Travis Scott, and I think Cardi and masks came out. Man, what a year for Kanye. May 21st, I got a new deck. Really cool. And I just love that about me. That I love that I kept going out and meeting new. Fuck this. Fuck what I was just talking about, bro. Fuck this long-ass, stupid-ass, boring-ass recap. This is all I gotta say. Looking through these pictures and through this year, the most fucking fun I've had was going out. So that's what I'm going to continue to do. That's what I'm gonna do next year. I'm just gonna keep going the fuck out. That's it. I don't need to explain shit. All these pictures, none of these fucking matter. This EDP picture does not fucking matter. All this other shit does not matter. The most important shit that matters is the ones where I was outside and meeting people and having fun and shit that matters, you know? Like this picture of me and my fucking friend as shadows standing at this MLK speech. Not MLK, it's Lincoln speech to sin by silence when they should protect mixed cowards of men. Like, come on. Pictures like these are what's matter the most. This Def Grips vinyl, this what matters the most, because I actually went out to that record store and bought it. That's what matters the most. You know what I mean? That's what I was happy doing. I was happy going out this day on July 9th, just taking pictures of fucking graffiti, you know? This picture in July where I was hanging out with my fucking cousin and my nephew and was just playing GTA and Overcooked and Minecraft Dungeons all fucking day. That was fun. That was awesome. July 16th, when I went out to trains and just graffitied. That was fucking fun, you know? That's what matters. That's what matters to me. That's what was important. That's what was fun. This Xbox Series S don't mean shit. Most fun I fucking had was going outside, bro. That's it. That's literally it. Just going outside. That's all that matters. Awesome year. That's it. Excellent podcast. I know I have nothing to fucking talk about. I gotta find more shit to talk about. I promise you it will come back better in 2022. That's it. Excellent.